This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Nikah is one of the greatest acts of worship that a person can engage in if done properly for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And this is a great reason, or the primary reason, for the growth of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence he says, تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودِ الْوَلُودِ, marry the one who is loving and the one who will give birth to many. Why? Because it is encouraged for us to increase the number of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When nikah is made difficult, then we find that there is trial, tribulation, problems, hardships that set into community and society, and as a result, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is affected. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is affected because he says, إِذَا خَطَبَكُم مَّن تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. When a person of good character and good deen comes to you, then get him married. Get him married. Meaning he comes to you seeking your daughter's hand in marriage, then say Bismillah, with her permission, get him married. Why? Because this man will look after your daughter. You see, a person who has wealth and he has power and he has authority, if he does not have the requirement of the deen, he doesn't perform his salah perhaps, you may get such a person married to your daughter, but there will be no peace in that marriage. Why? Because that person doesn't pray. If he cannot care about the one who created him and placed him on earth, brought him into existence, then how will he care about your daughter? The best marriages that are those that are bonded by the bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love each other and they care for each other primarily because they care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know they are returning to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us and he addresses us, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. And get the single ones married from amongst you. Get the single ones married from amongst you. Whom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing here? Is he addressing those who are getting married? Is he addressing the single people? No. He is addressing us to say, as a community, get them married. وَأَنْكِحُوا. Get them married. Why? Because they are single. If they are righteous and they are good, then get them married. وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. And the righteous even from amongst the slaves, the male and female slaves from amongst you, get them married. You see, so it is the community's duty to get the single married. What we tend to do is, instead of making it easy for them to find nikah, to engage in nikah, to get married, we tend to place a barrier. And we say, you know what? If you want to marry my daughter, $50,000 mahar. If you want to marry my daughter, you will have to have so much. You will have to have a 3-bedroom or 5-bedroom house. And then from that, you need to ensure that whatever you can do in terms of monetary, you know, financial help and support, you need to give her something every month to the extent where it becomes difficult for the man to take out that amount every month. She needs $5,000 a month to spend. Then she needs to go on holiday. What we are doing is we are making it difficult for our children to get married. And as a result, إِلَّا تَفَعَلُوهُ, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you don't get your righteous children married, the single amongst you, then إِلَّا تَفَعَلُوهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيضٌ. Then there will be a great fitna, trial, tribulation, and there will be great corruption on earth. There will be great corruption on earth Where does this start from? From you making it difficult for your child to get married. Sometimes it is along tribal lines that we refuse. So because he or she is from such such a tribe, I refuse for my daughter to get married to that tribe. She cannot go into that house. Why? Simply because they are from another tribe. Yet, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He says,
Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu.
O people, we created you from male and female, and we placed you into tribes and nations in order for you to get to know one another. So the very reason why Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal created those tribes, those nations, is for us to get to know one another. And here we are discriminating based on the very reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us to get to know one another. Yes, we understand that there is something known as kafa'ah, which means equality. They should be of a similar level of understanding. In order for the marriage to thrive, that is okay. But usually, even if this is not there, and there is deen, a person is religious, and a person has good character, that marriage will thrive simply based on these two characteristics. Why? Because the person fears Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He is afraid of treating your daughter badly because he knows that before you get angry, he will anger Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So it is important for us to get our single people married. And if we don't know that there is an outcome, and that outcome is not something that we want. You see, in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to the people of Madian, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us what happened.
وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانَ.
When he came to the water of Madian, there was a place where the people would bring their sheep and their livestock to drink of the water. So when he came to this place, he found the people were making their livestock drink water. They were irrigating their livestock. So he saw two women standing back on one side, and they were holding their livestock back. So he went to them. He approached them.
قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُصْدِرَ الرِّعَاءُ وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ.
They said that we are waiting until these people, these men, have finished irrigating their livestock, and then we will go and do ours. So he immediately took their sheep and he went and he irrigated their sheep.
ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ.
Then he turned back to the shade that he was sitting under. He turned back to the shade that he was sitting under, and he made a dua to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. My Lord, I am in need of whatever goodness you can send down to me. I am in need of whatever goodness you can send down to me. So, one, he approached the two women. Today, if we say that statement with regards to people, naturally, what does a person assume? Let me ask you, and I don't even need to explain it to you. What comes to your mind? Perhaps many of us will have this thought. He has ulterior motives. He is going there for some reason. He's seen two women on their own. So he's gone to chat them up. But this was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Nabi to be. He was not yet a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He approached the women and he said, what is your issue? What is your story? And then he helps them out and he turns back to the shade. No question of What have you got in return for me? How can you do something for me? No, he turns back to the shade and then he says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Turning to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. My Lord, I am in need of whatever goodness you can send down to me. He knows the one who brought me here and made me see what is going on the scene. He is the one who will provide for me. I turn to him. Does a good deed, then turns to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and look at how amazing it is. فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءِ. So one of the two women comes to him walking bashfully, shamefully. She was walking, covering herself. And she comes and she says, إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. My father is calling you to give you the reward of that which you have irrigated for us. The service that you rendered, my father is calling you. Not I am calling you, not I am inviting you, lest he misunderstand and he thinks wrong that this woman is inviting me, she's calling me, there is something here. No, she says, my father is calling me. Inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqayta lana. To give you the reward of whatever you have done. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes. And when he gets to, it is said that this was none other than the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. When he gets there, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ وَقَصَّ عَلَيْهِ الْقَصَصِ قَالَ لَا تَخَفْ نَجَوْتَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. When he gets to Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, he tells him the story, his entire story. This is what happened. I was brought up in the palace and then I killed a man and then I ran away and I came to Madian. And he told him the entire story. So Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam says to him that you are free. You are now saved from the oppressive people. And then one of the women says, قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. That, oh my father, hire this man because the best of people that you hire are those who are strong and those who are trustworthy. We have seen that he is strong because the lid of that well or that watering hole, 7 men were needed to lift the lid. He took it himself, lifted it and moved it to one side. That means he is strong. Al-Amin, he is trustworthy because he did nothing with us. He didn't try to do something wrong with us. So he is trustworthy. So that is the best person that you can hire. So hire him. So Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, being an intelligent man, he says, إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج. I want to get you married to one of my daughters. I want to get you married to one of my daughters. Why? This is a man who is going to be in the home, in close proximity. So rather make it halal. At the same time, I will benefit because the livestock will be irrigated by this man. So he will benefit us in multiple ways. He realized the situation, took advantage and said, I want to get you married to one of my daughters. And in return, you will work for me for 8 years. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam agreed. Now, let's go through this for one moment, for just a minute. This is a man, a refugee, who comes from another place, strange land, stranger to them. And because he has seen good character from him, good deen from the man, he says to him, I want you to get married to my daughter. I want you to get married to my daughter, stranger. And in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the fact that he killed a man. Allahu Akbar. The fact that he killed a man, but because he was honest, he told the truth, he was forthcoming. He says, "Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatayn ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj." What about us? What would we do? if our daughter, perhaps, you know, in this case, it was not the daughter that brought Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to get married, but if our daughter were to come and say, Dad, I'm interested in so and so, and she comes from the other side of the river, what would we do? We say, no, hold on, wait. He comes from another tribe. But the understanding is similar. They can engage, they can get married. Why are you making it difficult? And then the other thing is the financial aspect. In some parts of the world, they want $50,000 in mahar. How? Why are you making it difficult? Do you not know how easy it is for a person to access haram today? All they need is a mobile phone, an internet connection, and they are on. That's all they need. And in this day and age, you are making it difficult for your child to get married. That is the building block of community. Oftentimes, the very people that are being difficult with regards to their daughters are the ones who they themselves had less than the man who is approaching today. When they got married, they had less. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave them. You see, the end of that ayah is profound. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. If they are poor, Allah will give them of His wealth, of His bounty, of His favor. Allah will make them independent. So we think that we need money before we are getting married. We understand, yes, there is a bare minimum that you need to have in order to look after somebody's daughter, etc. That is fine. But we think that, you know what? I can't get married because I don't have enough. Allah is saying, if they are poor, He will give them from His bounty. Nikah is a reason for you to become wealthy. And you are stopping yourself from that. You are depriving yourself of that wealth by not getting married, or by stopping someone else from getting married. So make nikah easy. Make nikah easy, and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will provide. Don't think that because this man doesn't have enough today, he will remain like that. Have you forgotten that you once didn't have, and Allah gave you? So Allah will give him in the same way. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal grant us the ability to make it easy for our children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand.